Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. So God is good. All the time. So we are now in the first Sunday of Advent. So you can see the decoration in the church, the colors, purple, sign of color of repentance. So being sorry for all our shortcomings and sinfulness. So actually we started the Lenten season last Wednesday with fasting and the imposition of the ashes. I presume that majority of you, many of you, or all of you went to churches last Wednesday and, you know, being imposed of the ashes. Symbolism meaning what? Our mortality. And then the priest and the minister repent and believe the gospel, and we being reminded that we are going to die, we are all mortals. So in today's gospel, sisters and brothers, gives us some of the theology behind this holy season, the Lenten season. You can find it in Universal Catechism of the Catholic Church in 540. It says, by the solemn 40 days of Lent, the Church unites herself each year to the mystery of Jesus in the desert. So, in the readings for today, the exact episode in our Lord's life when he was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted. Jesus fasted. So being in the desert, sisters and brothers, being in the desert and fasting, these terms evokes images of desolation. We think of a parched and lifeless land of deep, unsatiated hunger and thirst, of relentless heart in the day and cold in the night. Not at all positive images, sisters and brothers, but the Lord is there. We are his followers. So brothers and sisters, our commemoration of Lent is not merely empty rituals nor external obligations. Like everything in our faith, it is based on a person. Who is this person? Jesus Christ. Hence, we are all called Christians because we are followers of Jesus Christ. So in the desolation that comes with the fundamental Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we can be sure that the Lord is there. He is with us. We journey through this 40 days and 40 nights, as it were, with Jesus for a deepening of our relationship with him. So prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So brothers and sisters, exactly how did Christ spend his 40 days in the desert? Not only was it a time of desolation, it was also filled with strong temptations. Temptations. Temptations is very real to us, sisters and brothers. We can be sure that as we journey through Lent this year, the enemy, the evil spirit, Satan will likewise tempt us. The devil is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The devil will try to distract us from our desire to be one with the Lord. So in our commitment to devote more time for prayer, the devil, the spirit, the evil spirit will be suggesting a few more minutes browsing our, you know, through our social media. Oh, later I will pray, but I'll still first check my computer, social media. So, and he will tell us what is, you know, the devil will tell us what is harmless and manageable delay. So in our commitment also, sisters and brothers, to fast, the evil spirit will suggest that if we are hungry, maybe a spoonful or two of extra food is not an unreasonable compromise. In our commitment to abstain from meat, a family event or a party, birthday, anniversaries, at work will fall on a Friday. And the tempter, Satan, will tell us to delay our sacrifice for another day, which we may conveniently forget. So in our commitment to give alms, to help other people, to be charitable, Satan will make our desire for some items that we really want and have been saving up for seem more urgent now. So, brothers and sisters, our wily enemy will introduce this or some other subtle insinuation. And before we know it, we have set aside our Lenten practices. So, sisters and brothers, the devil's suggestion to Jesus in today's gospel that he turned some stones into bread does not seem unreasonable. After all, Jesus was hungry. What's wrong with eating bread? We can see the enemy using these tactics on also in today's reading, in the first reading, to Eve. The devil starts with suggestion, what's wrong with eating from the trees in the garden? So the temptation is first to introduce our doubt about what God really is. When Eve, our first parent, gives an opening to doubt, the enemy relentlessly exploits his advantage until Adam and Eve disobeyed God, with catastrophic result for all mankind, the disobedience of our first parents. The enemy will surely try to do the same with us, sisters and brothers, especially this Lenten season. Because indeed, temptation is very real. Maybe some of you was tempted this morning. Oh, you can sleep more. Don't go to church. It's very cold. The temptation is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Is it really necessary to do all these Lenten practices? Lenten practices, sisters and brothers? Did God really tell us to pray, fast, and give alms? Sisters and brothers, you can come up with other things as an alternative. You can take on our Lenten disciplines because we are uniting ourselves with Christ's journey in the desert. This is our faith. No matter what alternative the enemies would like us to consider, so this is our motivation, this is our intention of making sacrifices. We make sacrifices in today's Lenten season because we love the Lord and we value the sacrifices He has made for us. So that should be clear in our mind, in our conviction. Sisters and brothers, as I've said, our faith and our devotion in today's in Lenten season is all its point, it based on a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, and also on a person of the Holy Spirit. So it is the Holy Spirit who led Jesus into the desert and united him in perfect unity with the will of the Father. In the desert, Jesus was hungry, but he was never alone. The same Holy Spirit is leading us through Lenten sacrifices, Lenten observances, to draw closer to Christ and the desert, and to commit ourselves to following him in sacrifice. So, sisters and brothers, actually in today's prayer in the psalm, we recall that the vital role of the Spirit in our desire for a clean heart and a steadfast spirit. So, a clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Amen. So God is good all the time.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.